quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowell. Russell Jackman is off today. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. We do want to welcome Watch SMSN.com, serving Indiana and beyond. SMSN Radio, your home for sports. Thanks to CEO and founder Brian Snow. And we do have another special guest who's been with us before. Yes, Mike.
And hello, Indiana. We're going to talk a little about head coach Kirk Cignetti today at the media day, talking about the fact that the Big Ten is the Big Ten. And they're saying they're the best. And right now they are the best. So we can hit a little bit about him. Yeah, special guest, special guy, special man. I don't know if he eats Special K cereal, but just one of the all-time great human beings that I've had the pleasure of knowing. His name is Kent Justice. He is a broadcast extraordinaire anchor in the Jacksonville, Florida market. Right.
California born and bred. So, you know, we got both of those things in there, Mike. Thanks.
So we're going to talk to our buddy Kent coming up next, and he's got a lot to say. He's a brilliant guest, and we love him having him on the show.
All right. And also for just a couple of topics we're going to get into later on today, a little bit of the WNBA seems to be hitting the news circuit, but not for basketball, just for other weird things. And Baker Mayfield, not too happy with the Bucks. I guess $100 million for 3 years when it runs out. That's not enough to keep feeding his family, as Latrell Sprewell used to say. Remember that? All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Graham, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Kent Justice. And we are off the air just mentioning about LeBron. It looks like he's going to go to the Sixers. And what is the first thing that Kathy Hochul does is she posts something about a Le Pifier tax, so the super wealthy, because apparently he doesn't want to live in Philadelphia. He'd rather live in New York. Yeah, that's the best way to welcome someone to your state is to say, oh, by the way, we're going to tax the heck out of you. Not so smart. What do you think?
That's something I thought California had like dibs on being able to do. I know when free agents in any sport are thinking about, hey, where am I going to go play? Hey, I've got an offer in California. You've got to weigh in the taxes that are associated. So, yeah, state of New York. Is that really how you want to invite potentially the greatest of all time in the NBA to not live in your state when he's living right over the border there in Philadelphia? Yeah, it's, you know, from that's a tough one to swallow, right?
It is. And I don't know about other states, but the way California does it, at least the way they used to, and I don't think that they changed. So what happens is, like, especially in baseball, where, you know, you're so many teams, so many days that you're playing in the state, the way they do it is they don't just say, oh, you made, you know, so much money per game in our state. What they do is they say, you made so much money completely. And now at the high, basically what we do, the formula is whatever the highest tax bracket you could potentially be in, that's what California does. They tax you. So instead of saying, oh, you only made, you know, $100,000 and that qualifies as a 5% tax, it's no, you made, you know, $10 million. So now we're going to tax you at the 10%. And now how much did you make? Oh, now we're going to tax at that. You understand what I mean? So whatever the highest tax bracket is that they can get you, that's what they do. I wouldn't be surprised if New York does the same, especially if you're in the city, they have a New York City tax as well. Nice.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Kent would love to articulate even further on this subject because he knows a little about this stuff. And it's New York, you know, can pontificate a little bit about what Edward just talked about.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, especially athletes who are making large incomes like that, right? Hey, I know that it's a compressed amount of time. What's the average lifespan of a running back in the NFL? We know it's 3 years. Hey, if you're getting paid like an NFL running back, but only for 3 years, how am I going to make that last? Well, part of that calculus is not getting taxed up the wazoo, right? I know that there's been a discussion even about some of the players who've been very successful, had great careers in the NBA, but in Toronto, that's a different taxing sort of situation. And even if you get a max contract, but you're getting taxed at the highest level possible, you've got to be able to offset that, or you just got to go into it with the eyes wide open, knowing, yeah, my $100 million here isn't the same $100 million I'd have there, because after taxes, it's a depressed percentage of what I could be earning. It is really a downer, I think, for some of those athletes who have to make that hard choice. Man, this is where my opportunity is, but the dollar doesn't go as far there.
But do you remember Bobby Bonilla, his contract?
Bobby Bonilla day just a little while ago, right?
Yeah. He stretched his contract out for years, like pay me later, pay me later. And I'm not sure, probably done by now, but it was like a 20-year
payout. No, he's still getting paid. Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. That's, 30 years ago or whatever when that contract came out. He's still getting paid. I'll look some of that up while we're chatting.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Let me pivot over here. So this just recently broke, not too long ago. So Celeste Keaton, is it Keating or Keaton, co-owner of the Seattle Storm, WNBA. Apparently, she gets suspended for like 5 home games or something, as she's an owner, right, co-owner, because she was harassing a couple of teenage girls, minors, who were just holding signs that were in support of Sophie Cunningham and women's sports. I mean, what is going on? I sometimes you kind of wonder behind the scenes if somebody's purposely trying to be provocative just to put a little bit more WNBA in the news,
Well, I mean, look, that very well could have been calculated, and I think you make a good point, because the NBA is somehow trying to say that they are so relevant within the fabric of America's sports watching. It's still suspect. I'm sorry. I guess I admire it a little bit more now. I love what Caitlin does, and the least. I don't even know very many of the women because I don't watch the sport. But it's elevated. But I'm really suspect about that. Suspect, because the fact of the matter is, most sports fans that I know, and they're pretty hardcore, they don't watch them. They don't watch this. So I don't know where they're getting these statistics or how they're creating the narrative, but I truly believe there is a narrative like, no, this is legit, this is hip, and this is a cool thing to watch. Are you telling me that it outdraws Major League Baseball? Somehow they're telling me this, and I just don't believe it.
Well, just watch. Wait till they have a bunch of fights, on
the court. We're waiting for that.
You remember Malice in the Palace, with Reggie Miller was it? But come on,
who was Caitlin Clarkson?
Jackson, yeah. And but right. I'm wondering if the women are going to start fighting on the court like that. Go ahead, Kent.
I was just remembering Malice in the Palace, and I don't have data in front of me here, Mike, to disagree with you on that, but I know viewing patterns certainly have changed. Major League Baseball certainly has been fighting the battle to try and regain or at least capture some of their audience before they walk out the door. I don't know that as many people are watching WNBA as some of the hype says, but I think, Edward, to your point, the WNBA is in the news for a lot of reasons, not including what's happening on the basketball floor, on which team won or who had a great game. I mean, it's other things. Some would say distraction, but at the same time, now we're talking about WNBA.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. No, I mean, Caitlin Clark is the star. She is on the marquee. She is numero uno. I think that's largely why we talk about the WNBA. There's been a lot of aggression towards her, maybe even some racial slabs. Man, just can we get over that? Just let this fine basketball player play the game. Okay, number one, she's very gifted at what she does. Listen, let's make no mistake, and I'm not going to pull any punches here. The WNBA game is so extraordinarily different from the NBA game and the men's game. Yeah. And we never talk about this, but the little basketball they play with is smaller. Therefore, it is easier to shoot, okay?
It is.
It is. And I'm not taking away from the athletic ability or the skill or whatever else they have, but there is, you know, to compare the two, it's incomparable. So
well, here's the thing, too, is if and when, because it's happened before, Caitlin Clark gets hurt, that really affects the whole league. I mean, it really does. She's that much of a standout player. Everybody knows her name. Everybody wants to watch her. Just like when LeBron came out, of course, there were a lot of other really good players to watch. But, you know, it's like these women who are like, you know, being cheap shots and stuff like that, they should be kind of told, hey, listen, do you understand if you hurt Caitlin Clark and she misses games, that affects your paycheck like everybody else? It's going to affect it, right?
Edward, what if they had a system more like the NHL and every team had an enforcer, the Marty McSorley of your team in the WNBA. So if I'm Asia Wilson, who is a star in the WNBA, hey, you're not going to, but Caitlin Clark has somebody to say, you're not going to bump her. You're not going to foul her. I'm going to take you out. That would raise the tension a little bit and maybe make it even more entertaining.
Good point. Let's go to a break, guys. Today, let's see, we have a bunch. No, these are just random ones. Okay. Which U.S. state, and again, just as a reminder to Kent, our guest, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. We'll wait till we get right back. Which U.S. state has Yankee Doodle as its official state song? I didn't know this one. I thought that was kind of a tough one. But you'll have heard of this United States state, okay? All right, stay with us. Okay, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, Kent Justice, who's been on our show at least once or twice before. That's why we had to have him back, because he's so good. First trivia question, which U.S. state has Yankee Doodle as its official state song? Anyone?
I've got a guess. I did not research this in the meantime, but my guess would be Delaware. I don't know why.
I mean, I would have thought it would have been Delaware too, but that's not correct. Go ahead, Mike. But it is in New York.
Boy.
I'm pretty sure it's one
while
of the
he's thinking about it, Edward, you and I start
Connecticut.
Thinking, all right.
Connecticut.
Wow. It's my education, so thank you.
I had 6 years in high school and I didn't get that answer. Okay.
I'm a very bright guy. Listen, I got to say something. Our wonderful friend Kent Justice is on the air, and there's definitely one of the finest news anchors in America. Jacksonville, Florida is so lucky to have this guy. Working at L.A., San Francisco, Chicago. I don't know. Yeah, I'll be your agent. I got no problem with that.
Would you want to? Yeah, I'm working in a great place. As you know, Northeast Florida is
I know.
A fantastic place, yeah.
No, it's beautiful. But the beautiful thing about Ken is several – it's kind of obvious. Our audience is going to see this. One thing about Ken, there's several things. He's authentic, he's relatable, and he's community-focused. And I just had to share that with everybody.
Thank you, Mike. That's very kind. I appreciate the bouquet, my friend.
That's in the background, Ken, in case you didn't know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, though, can we trade governors? You can have Newsom.
Our governor will be available at the end of this year because he's termed out of office.
Yeah.
So you guys can make a pitch to Ron DeSantis. We'll have a new governor. I don't know who it'll be yet, but we'll have a new governor starting in January.
Whoever does has big shoes to fill. Okay, getting on a little football here. So Baker Mayfield, apparently he's not very happy with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He doesn't have a contract yet. He's coming off, apparently he feels disrespected. He's just coming off a 3-year, $100 million contract. And, you know, and when you start looking at all the other guys, like, you know, Daniel Jones making, you know, $40 million or whatever, I don't know what they're offering him, but I think they're kind of looking at the, you know, the ceiling of, you know, what they're allowed to pay or, you know, versus hitting these extra taxes that we've talked about. It's weird. In one respect, I can kind of understand where he goes, gee, I'm a pretty good quarterback. Well, how come I'm not getting paid like these other guys? But on the other end, it's like, how much money does he really need? You know, I mean, I like when guys say, listen, I'll take less so that you can pay other guys more so that we can win a championship.
I'll tell you, but Baker Mayfield, I recall going, you know, he started his career in the NFL in Cleveland. I went to a game, my extended family's in Cleveland. We go to a game and I mean, they were so into the t-shirt said Baker effing Mayfield. And that was all spelled out. There was, you know, the whole thing. But Baker Mayfield at this point, I mean, what an interesting career, because didn't go well in Cleveland. And then he had his stop in between going to the Buccaneers, and he's really thrived there. Is he worth more than he's getting paid right now? Probably, given the comparisons to the other quarterbacks are out there. I mean, it's the most important position on a team. You've got to have leadership in addition to skill. So, you know, I think he's within his rights to say, hey, guys, pay me like some of the other pros.
And he's got now he's more of a veteran. So that helps.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's so funny. I've actually really enjoyed some of those commercials. I haven't seen him for a while. He's actually a pretty good little actor too. You know, I mean, he's funny. He's really funny.
He is funny. Did you guys ever see him with Eli Manning, where he dresses up as some sort of character and he takes a bunch of he goes behind the scenes with a bunch of different Tampa Bay fans, and it's real clever. Eli Manning has this show, and he does a really good job with it. But, yeah, I mean, he's one of the guys you want to root for because he's got one of those excellent personalities. It's relatable to people.
And he's, you know, the handsome young fellow, you know. So that doesn't, just like Kent, handsome young fellow.
Wow, what a nice thing. Young, how about that?
Young.
Okay.
Well, I'll be 67 in January. That's old. You know, I think I don't know if I told you this, that when I was in high school, history was only 15 minutes long because there wasn't much history before I was born.
That's a pretty good joke. It's not
like that one. I made that one up. You can steal it from me if you want. So, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at the standings not long ago in baseball. Like, I mean, literally today, there's a wide difference between a lot of these teams. Some of the teams, you know, like the San Francisco Giants, who we root for in Colorado, they're like out of it. And this is in July. I mean, for the most part, statistically, they're out of it. And some of these, you know, like Dodgers are up by what, over 10 games, and got to look who else. I mean, usually it's like pretty close. But the funny thing is their record, they're only like 623 or something. So, you know, a little better than 500. So it's all the teams that are on top of their division are fairly close in their percentage. But some of these other teams are just horrible.
Well, I think about even the American League East. So Rays and Yankees have really been at the top of the heap. Oh, then the Red Sox go on this run, even with the incredible success the Red Sox have had in the last month. They're only 56-51. I mean, they're just a few games above 500. And so, you know, obviously we've seen this as the part of the beauty of baseball and the length of the season is things can change from April and May to August and September. But it goes the other way too. That poor team in Sacramento at the minor league ballpark, those Athletics, hey, they were in first place because they were, you know, one or two games above 500 until the beginning of June. And then they've gone the opposite way of what the Boston Red Sox have done, and they're completely out of it. They're as out of it as the Giants are and some of these other teams.
Oh, yeah.
Having dismal seasons.
You know, that's got to take this. If you're used to playing in a league ballpark and then suddenly you're playing in Sacramento and suddenly it's like, you know, I mean, I know you're supposed to do your job.
Have either of you attended game there at Sutter Home Health Park or whatever it's called? I went to a game last year, first year playing in it. And I mean, it's awesome because you're really close to the players.
Yeah.
But it lacks that major league feel. Yeah. My wife was with me and her father was a major leaguer. And she's like, this isn't major league baseball. It's hard to argue with. I mean, quaint, okay, but it's not the major leagues in feel, at least.
Feel, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they draw about what 12,000 there max. I mean, I think the stadium seats about that. So, I don't think
even that many, Mike. Yeah,
yeah, maybe it's 10. Maybe it's
Rays were getting. I mean, and even the Rays. Remember, there was what 1,100 people sometimes at the Devil Rays. They'll always be the Devil Rays, just, you know, because that's how they were. But remember, there was only like 1,100 people, you know, when the Rays weren't that good. How many do they draw now?
A little bit better than, you know, the problem is, and Ken can talk about this, but the fact of the matter is, you know, you got the Rays, you got the Florida Marlins. The Marlins built a new ballpark, I guess, not all that long ago. It's a nice yard for sure. But, you know, which is surprising, and I don't know if Ken has a theory on this, but Kent, the fact of the matter is this is Florida is a great baseball state, but it does not translate to Major League Baseball in terms of fan support. Mm-hmm. And that blows my mind. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. I've been to the facility there that you're talking about for the Miami Marlins. It's a great park, except it's got that indoor thing. I mean, it feels like, and of course in St. Pete, where the Tampa Bay Rays play, that is a dome stadium. And the first time I attended a game there, I'm like, this just doesn't feel like baseball. Why doesn't that translate for Florida, the Sunshine State, lots and lots and lots of travel baseball and all those sorts of things. Some great college baseball here in the state as well for Florida State and University of Florida. I don't know why it doesn't translate there. In Jacksonville, we've got, matter of fact, they were the AAA champions last year. Lots of people get into minor league baseball in that sense, but even that experience isn't MLB.
No, you're right. It's a very nice ballpark here, Edward. And but it's a couple of things to keep in mind. It seems like college baseball is such a big draw in the South. Sometimes college baseball draws the Oakland A's. I'm not going to call them Sacramento, but they do. They do. I mean, they get 15,000. Some of these ballparks are ridiculously nice. So college baseball has really elevated itself, and I think that's something to. There's an authenticity about it, you know, that I think people can identify with. Maybe a little bit off.
It's that sound of ball hitting from metal bat that brings it. Wow. You know, I don't know. I wonder what would happen if they started using metal bats in the pros.
People would die. People would die. That's what would happen. Metal bats in the. Aluminum bats in the majors. Forget about it. Especially this guy from Milwaukee, whose every fastball is above 100 miles an hour. You know, he's striking people that it's 104. What if somebody squared that up and sent that back up the middle? That poor guy would be done. So that I don't think the aluminum bat's coming to the MLB.
We go to the break.
Jacob Mizorowski for the Brewers.
He's incredible.
Do we have time to talk about him?
We will. Let's just do a quick break, and then we'll come right back, and you can talk about it, okay? Second trivia question. This is more of a geographic one. Which country in Africa has the highest population? Which country in Africa? And you will have heard of this country, I'm sure. All right. That's our trivia question number two. Stay with us, audience. It's Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com right now and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination, as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Kent Justice. Second trivia question, which country in Africa has the highest population?
Mike, I jumped in on it the last trivia question. You want to go first? I got a guess, but you want to go
first? Which country? Mike? I'm going to say, Kenya.
Kenya, no. Kent.
My guess is Egypt.
No, actually, it's Nigeria.
Nigeria, really? Interesting.
Okay,
interesting.
Now, before you start, Mike, I do have a silly pun of the week. So don't regret past mistakes. Every decision, bad, good or bad, has led to where you are today. By the way, disregard this pun if you're in prison. Okay, Mike, take it away.
Yeah, well, listen, all the mountain for the Brewers is Jacob Mizorowski. And, you know, so Mizorowski comes to the mound and just dominates, as the great, Stu Nahan would say, whoever, Harry Carey would say that. But we don't talk about some of the, you know, this guy, what he just did against the Rockies was insane. I mean, he ready for this one? I mean, what? Strikes out seven consecutive batters to open up the game. Then he strikes out 12 of 13, retired 14 straight after the game, and finished the overall game with 12 strikeouts, five innings, allowing just one hit. He became the first pitcher since 1920 to in the live ball era to record 11-plus strikeouts while allowing zero hits through the first four innings. That is something that needs to get celebrated, again, with the popularity of Major League Baseball. I caught a little bit of it, but I think that's a big deal. And those types, I think Major League Baseball has got to do a better job taking advantage of these really landmark moments and really pushing it forward. And they're not. So, but Kent, man, that is a ridiculous performance, and it's something to be really saluted.
Yeah, I love baseball. I love the pitching side of it. What this guy is doing is really, it is phenomenal. It's just incredible. I think, and Mike, I think you even brought up, hey, they pulled him from the game while he was dominating.
And I think
that comes down to dollars and cents as well. There's a big investment that the Milwaukee Brewers are making in this young guy, and they want him to last. And I don't know the dynamics of that particular game, whether they were up big or what have you. But I would imagine it, even if it was 1-0 and after five, and they think, hey, I've got to protect my guy in that golden right arm. You may not send him back out there for the sixth or the seventh or what have you. And that's one of the big changes that we've seen across baseball in the last decade, of course. Dusty Baker would have left that guy out there till the 13th inning. But that's not how they roll with pitchers' arms anymore.
Remember Sparky Anderson? He had a quick hook. He only lasted an inning. But also, I'm curious about his contract. I don't know anything about his contract. Like, does he get extra bonus pay for, you know, how many innings he pitches or how many strikeouts? Be kind of interesting to find that out, because that could affect his paycheck too. Go ahead, Mike.
No, but there is a business angle about it, and Ken briefly hit upon it. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, these guys who are throwing 100 miles per hour plus, they dramatically face the possibility of Tommy John. So what does that do? Well, that can destroy a career if they don't get back from it. So front offices are really kind of prioritizing, what do we do? So they are property, you know, really. Yes, they're ball players, but they are property to these teams, so they have to get maximum longevity. And I think that's what the front office has taken in mind. And, I mean, put it this way. There's nothing worse than a guy going seven innings or six innings, and he's got a no-hitter. But maybe he's rich at the pitch count or whatever. And hey, no, we're gonna yank him. We're gonna bring relief. I mean, there's nothing better than watching a guy know nine innings and pitching an entire game, whether it's a no hitter or a one hitter. I mean, come on, those are the days.
I miss those days. Yeah, I miss the day of the starter that is rolled out there and is ready to punch the manager if he comes out before the eighth inning, you know? Matter of fact, it's what we saw with Max Scherzer last year, you know, in the World Series and the playoff run was like those pitchers who say, I'm staying out here because I got a job to do and I'm doing it to the very end. Skipper, get back in the dugout. But the dynamics have changed there, and especially as we're talking about Mizorowski, there are some other electric arms out there that that management is making a choice on. Hey, we're going to protect that. It's more important than the history books or another potential incentive that player might meet by throwing a few more innings or getting a few more strikeouts.
On the opposite end, I went to the last game of the season for Mark McGwire's rookie season. He was sitting on 49 home runs.
Yeah, I recall.
We were playing the Kansas City Royals, and I think it was Hal McCray, if I'm not mistaken, was the manager of Kansas City. I may be mistaken on that, but I think he was the coach or the manager. And he purposefully walked him, even though there was like the game didn't matter, the situation didn't matter. His attitude was, I'm not going to let this young guy get his 50th home run on my team. And I was like, man, that was not very high class at all. It's like, you know what? Be a man, get your pitcher out there, pitch against him. I mean, if there's a real situation where you really need to walk a guy intentionally, I get it. But if it doesn't have to happen, why do that to him, the fans, and everything else just for an ego thing?
You're right. You need to challenge that manager's man card there because, you don't want him to hit a home run, then get him out.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my very short rant on that topic.
Or at least hit him in the head with a pitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, put it in his ribs. Right.
Yeah. Hey, guys, let's make a quick transition. And this is perfect for our friend Ken Justice because he spent a little time in what is considered truly one of the marquee football towns in America. College football camps are here and now. They're starting. And so media day today is Big Ten. Kurt Sigonetti, the defending champion of Indiana, the head coach says, you know, listen, Big Ten versus SEC, by far the Big Ten is, I love this quote, we don't cry a river. Listen to this. This is good.
You better repeat that, Mike. You froze up.
He says, what?
You froze up a bit. Go ahead. Say that again.
Yeah. Let me repeat something. So basically what he was talking about, he was responding to the ongoing debate over the Big Ten SEC, and he says, you know, he argued that the Big Ten has earned its distinction with the national championship. He praised the Big Ten as the toughest conference of college football. And I like this one. Ken, I got to get your take on this. He took a shot at the SEC Logan. It just means more. Well, he's saying in the Midwest, success is earned, not given. And I just think that was quite a little take and shock because it seems to me that the Big Ten is creeping up on the SEC. And there's a true battle. Those are your two conferences, and the rest of them are just.
Yeah. Who are the last three national champions? Let's go backwards. So is Indiana, Michigan,
Ohio State?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I just say three Big Ten teams, right?
Yeah.
So and certainly where, you know, Mike, where you and I live here in the southeast part of America, there are those fans, Southeast, SEC. But to Coach Cignetti's point, the Big Ten can just say, hey, scoreboard. Check it out. We're the best conference, and we don't have to brag about it. We'll just let the work on the field between the lines do it.
It's 100% true, and you know they're trying to say that, you know, Ohio State opens up against Ball State, or the Big Ten doesn't play a tough schedule. But I got to tell you, if you look at the SEC overall, you got your top four teams that are super elite, right? But they play a lot of cupcakes too. Sure. And like the Wake Forests of the world, yep. You know, Mississippi State, come on.
A few years ago, I went to a game at Georgia. Oh, I can't wait to go to this game at Georgia. They were playing App State. Okay, all right. I mean, you know, go Bulldogs. Of course you're going to win by 50. But it was Appalachian State.
Yeah, but didn't right.
Michigan that one time? They had that one.
I missed that, Edward. What was the question, Edward?
Has Appalachian State beaten Michigan, or they beat some huge?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Kind of a fluke.
And correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
World, you know, something like that.
Oh my God.
Wasn't App State at the time Division II when they beat Michigan? Were they D2 at the time and jumped into Division I?
Appalachian State that they pulled the big upset.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. It was awesome. It was. I love when that happens. Happens more in basketball than it is football. But you know, team out in Georgia that I was a play-by-play guy for, Valdosta State. They played Georgia Southern and beat them 45-10. And then the year later, they played FAU down in Florida, and they beat them 45-0. So for about a decade, no Division I team would play them, a Division II team, because these guys are loaded with D1 players. I mean, and they've got a chip on their shoulder. They got players from Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Georgia. I mean, USC, when I was calling play-by-play, we had our running back was a 4-star who was injured from Kentucky. Come on. I mean, what people don't realize is just how good Division II football can be. I'm not saying that they don't beat the D1 teams regularly, but it does happen. Okay, that I shut everybody up.
There you go.
One more thing in the news. Tony Romo, he got arrested. Was it DUI or driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence? He got arrested for something. What did he get arrested for?
It was in Wisconsin, and just Wisconsin law enforcement calls it something different than DUI, but it's essentially it's driving under the influence. And I just saw today that they said, I guess in the police report, that he had an open container when he was arrested. I didn't get a reading on how drunk was he, or, you know, what the blood alcohol level was. But it certainly, you know, these kind of things always gather more attention when you're a public figure, right? It happens. It shouldn't happen. It's a terrible thing. Thank God nobody was hurt in this. Yeah. But because he's Tony Romo, we're talking about it.
Yeah. And it's amazing how accurate he is when he's doing play-by-play or you're more commentating. And, okay, now watch this. You know, you're going to see a long pass bubble. I mean, he's just amazing how he's got a coach's mind. Go ahead,
Mike. And real quickly, I feel sorry for Tony because he's a real good guy, and he is. You root for him. He's affable. He's warm. To be honest with you, I saw the videotape. I'm sure Kent did too. And he was very cordial. Embarrassed. He may have a problem. He just needs to get some help. This stuff happens every day, everywhere, every place. But yet, as to Ken's point, he's a pro athlete and he's a commentator. So yeah, you put the spotlight on him, you embarrass him, and it's really sad because he's a good dude.
All right, hey guys, going to our last commercial break, and then you guys are gonna love my thoughts for the day. All right, so here's our third trivia question. What is the longest side? We're going to give it, see how good at math you guys are. What is the longest side of a right triangle called? Do you remember your geometry? What is the longest side of a right triangle called? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments and some very funny thoughts for the day. Don't touch that dial.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only
available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your care watch for free. Call us to get your care watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, Kent Justice. All right, guys, put on your math hats, your geometry hats. What is the longest side of a right triangle called?
Hey, I would like to answer this one, please. I'll tell you this. As a student, I didn't think I was very good at math. As a matter of fact, it took me figuring out that learning math would help me calculate an earned run average to go, hey, I like math. But I was pretty good in geometry. So the answer to this question came to me, and I said, is that right? Yes, it's right. It must be the hypotenuse.
It is the hypotenuse. And what happened to your hand? I just noticed
a little minor surgery, and I thought it'd be a good way to like get ready for training camp and pro football.
That wouldn't happen to be trigger finger, would it?
It was, yeah, trigger finger loose surgery.
I've had that on a few of these. And it's amazing how that happens. Okay, you guys ready for our thoughts for the day? These are pretty good. So my wife opened my car door for me, which I thought was a very nice gesture. And it would have been had we not been going 70 miles an hour. Yeah. And I joined.
Seatbelt on, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she helped me off with my seatbelt first. That was really nice of her. And I joined a gym, and I asked, which machine should I use to impress the ladies? And the guy said, go try the ATM outside.
Yeah. Right. That's
good point.
Practical advice there from the gym.
Yes.
I get a lot of these from the My Dad Jokes guys, TikTok doc jokes or whatever. Go ahead, Mike. We got 15 seconds.
Yeah, you want to plug anything? Any projects, anything specials going on real quick?
Well, so my role here in Jacksonville as a news anchor, and part of the reason I was interested in talking with you guys today, I've got a podcast called This Week in Jacksonville Business Edition. And what we're focused on is economic growth and development in this area of the country. But we're also looking at statewide issues and some national issues, too. Coming soon, I did an interview with the vice president from Citi, or you know it as Citibank. on not just growth here in the area, but widely across the country, and what's happening in these changing conditions. The other thing I'll tell you is, love to cover politics, and we are really hoping that in this pretty important election coming up this fall, that we'll be able to host a debate between the candidates for governor, the candidates, the people who want to replace Governor Ron DeSantis here in Florida. And if that's possible, then I'll get a chance to moderate that, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, military. Can't you the man.